Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in and for being an integral part of the show today. I'm Barb Sayer, CEO and Marketing Director of Sister to Sister Enterprises, a marketing and strategic consulting firm. My hope is that you will gain enough from the show to come back again and again, and that you'll tell your friends and the people you do business with about the show as well. My purpose for the show is to provide value in the form of educational pieces each time we air as to what makes a solid foundation for a business, what forms of marketing are out there, how do they work, how do you know which one is the best fit for your business, and much, much more. Today, I'll be talking about my upcoming event, Your Way to Wealth Summit. Gain the tools you need to stop your business from hemorrhaging revenue, leads, customers, reputation, website views, and much more. So stay tuned for this valuable and educational information that can literally transform your business. Before we go any further, I want to take time to acknowledge all of our veterans for the tremendous service and sacrifice that you've made on our behalf. So on behalf of a grateful nation, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Words can't express the depth of our gratitude to you. Also, today is the Marine Corps birthday. So I want to give a shout out to all the Marines and thank you for your service, and just hope that your celebrations today will be beautiful and memorable. So, the other aspect of the show is that we have in-depth interviews with business owners and successful, established entrepreneurs. We pick their brains, too, for the best practices and methods to grow your business and expand your reach, what works and what doesn't, and how to capitalize on what does work. Today, I have devoted the show exclusively for sister-to-sister enterprises. Ideally, we have two speakers that are allotted 20 minutes each. And that leaves me with 20 minutes to talk to you about sister-to-sister and provide insight and tips as to what makes a firm foundation for your business and how to build your business on that foundation. In reality, the longest time I've had for this portion of the show has been 10 minutes. Generally, I run out of time altogether. So today, it's just you and me. I welcome calls, so please don't hesitate to call in with your questions and comments or announcements. I want this to be interactive, so don't be shy. The phone number to call is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And I am looking forward to taking your calls. And I realize that I've never had the opportunity to go over what the vision for Sister to Sister is and what our mission is. So let me just take a minute to do that. We are a premier marketing and strategizing company and provide superior services for our clients worldwide. Our innovative and cutting-edge techniques create a lasting impression in the minds of our target audience. And we position our clients at the top of their industry, providing immediate client acquisition and continued sales from each client for 5 to 10 years. Our services are highly sought after, and our clients not only give us repeat business, but also recommend us to their friends and colleagues. Our company name is a household word for our perfect client. So by 2019, our vision is to have 200 established marketing clients, provide strategic consulting to 100 businesses, create 36 webinars to promote to doctors, dentists, attorneys, accountants, and chiropractors, specifically, have six publications on business strategies and marketing excellence, 9 strategic alliances with local and national businesses so that we can provide marketing services and business strategies to them, and who we partner with in projects that enhance the community, both economically and materially, and that create a positive emotional bonding with community members. We'll have our employees will share our passion for producing and delivering only the highest quality marketing products and business strategies, and who contribute to the growth of the company. And our mission is that we provide unique, powerful marketing techniques that positively impact our clients' businesses in both acquisition of new clients and increased sales. Our methodologies are, but not limited to, neuro-linguistic programming and advanced persuasion techniques combined with excellent copywriting. Each campaign we create is unique to that individual client or business. We take the time to research each client and their business thoroughly so as to provide the best possible plan of action for them. Our sales processes, acquisition funnels, and follow-up procedures are second to none. Our clients see us as the top in our field because we are able to position them at the top of their field. And for all of our listeners out there who are running a business, I just want to say to you, I get it. You've put your heart and your soul into your business. 18-hour days are no stranger to you. Your finances are stretched thin, so you can provide the startup or the ongoing capital needed to get you off the ground or keep the business afloat. Your family and friends are on hold. Your life is on hold. Risk is just a part of your life, your psyche. You are out there making it happen. You are passionate about what you do and how you do it. And you're going to make a difference in the world. You're creating a legacy for your family for generations to come. This is your livelihood, your profession, your everything. I know the dogged determination it takes to get a business up and running and keep it in the black. Hopefully far, far into the black. Mind-numbing hours required to attend every aspect and detail of successfully launching a winner. I get it. But you're going to do it. You're going to make it happen. You will not give in to fear, illness, fatigue, lack of funds, or any other of 100 different things that pop up to challenge your resolve. You know you can make a go of this. You just need that 1 or 2 more cornerstone clients, and everything will click. I've been there, felt that, ponied up for this, drained more than one account in the name of the business, slighted my family time to accomplish one more thing before I collapsed into bed at the end of the day. I feel your pain. I understand your fears and your dreams. In the end, your satisfaction is that you can proudly say that you've done what you set out to do. You have set the standard and lived up to it, even excelled. I get it. My passion is to help you realize your passion. My greatest joy is to help small businesses be all that they can be and place them at the top of their respective field. Obviously, this is no small undertaking. Hence, my need to only work with a limited number of clients. The words I live by are, your success is our success. So if you would like to put me to the test and get the benefit of my exclusive efforts on your behalf, you need to fill out an application for a complimentary 30-minute consultation to see if we're a good fit to do business together. For the right partner, I'm willing to work on an entirely risk-free basis. My work doesn't perform, you don't pay. Every dollar you pay me is directly tied back to your revenue. The more you make, the more I make. But really, the money is just a side effect of fulfilling my pledge to execute a masterful marketing campaign for the one or two that I select as my next client. My regular clients pay me upwards of $10,000 upfront with no guarantee of results. But for the purpose of this outreach, I'm not going to do that because I'm looking for new clients. I'm looking for entrepreneurial visionaries who realize that it takes industrial strength persuasion and cutting-edge tactics to get industrial strength results, and who are ready to give me free and full rein to get the job done. If that's you, we should talk. You can call me at 303-524-2163. So if you would like to take me up on my offer, my number is 303-524-2163. My email is bsayers, that's B as in boy, S as in Sam, A-Y-E-R-S as in Sam. And you can get in touch with me there. We'll get the consultation to their form to you and get you scheduled for your consultation. So next, I want to talk a little bit about, you've heard the story Acres of Diamonds, right? Well, I've made it my business to educate myself on marketing and advertising, learning from some of the top copywriters and marketers in the business, applying the techniques and scientific methods that I learned. My mission has been to help small entrepreneurial companies acquire new customers through results-accountable online advertising. Our goal is to help forward-thinking entrepreneurs expand their client bases and develop more stable and predictable cash flow. It's a good business, but there's one thing that bothered me almost from the beginning. Companies would acquire loads of hot new leads at break even, and then the client would keep in contact with those new customers and prospects with email newsletters, social media, customer appreciation events, and various other nurturing activities. And some back-end sales would come, but almost never in the volume that the client initially forecast. A few of the companies I observed actually stopped their lead generation activities and went under. It seemed unfathomable to me that a business owner could build a sizable list of customers and prospects and still be treading water, still be utterly dependent on advertising and lead generation and barely profitable as a result. None of the marketing gurus were talking about this. It was always some shiny new social media bauble or another, more time-sucking activity and expense to build and nurture an audience and community in the hope that they would buy. And when the sales all but trickled in, I watched business owner after business owner drop one silly marketing fad and pick up the next, and the next, and the next. They were like the Persian landowner in Acres of Diamonds, who sold his farm to search the world for diamonds. He wandered the earth until all his money was gone, and then he wandered some more. Until finally one day, dressed in rags, spirit broken, he stood on the shore of the Bay of Barcelona, where a great tidal wave came crashing in, and the poor, afflicted, suffering, dying man threw himself into the oncoming tide. Meanwhile, the farm the man sold became the site of the diamond mine of Golconda, the most magnificent diamond mine in the history of the world. Had the man remained at home and dug his own orchard instead of starvation and death by suicide in a strange land, he would have had Acres of Diamonds. Could it be my clients, too, were sitting on acres of diamonds buried just beneath the surface in their own customer and prospect list? And more importantly, what was preventing them from realizing such riches? So that's when I discovered the five commonly believed email marketing fallacies. They're like viruses that can corrupt your operating system when it comes to extracting the profit. You have to put them under the light of reason and dispel them before you can unearth the acres of diamonds buried in your list. And to be fair, they're not actually fallacies. It's just that it's very easy to take things out of context. It's common to take something that is true in one limited context and then mistakenly apply it to another, where it isn't. And we'll look at both sides of each coin, the kernel of truth and the fallacy that may well be killing your profit. One last thing. Whether you plan to write your own emails or not, you need to know this stuff. You can profit wildly without writing a single word when you do. And I'll show you how with a free report that I have. Contact me at bsayers, S-A-Y-E-R-S, at sister2sisterenterprises.com. That's the word sister, the number two, sisterenterprises.com, and I will send you your free report. Nice to get things for free, right? So another thing that I find businesses don't have really under their belt is knowing who their ideal client is. A lot of businesses will do a shotgun approach. And yeah, you're going to hit some of your target market with that, but you're going to waste a lot of your buckshot on the ones who really aren't interested. So what you need to do is really take some time to figure out who your ideal client is. I mean, drill it down to where they eat. And then when you do your marketing, you market strictly to that avatar. Now your marketing reaches people who are interested in what you have and who not only are interested, but they need it, they want it, they're ready to buy. So who is your ideal client? And how do you know? The very first thing you need to do when starting a business of any kind is determine who your ideal client is. You may think that everyone is your client, but that just isn't so. Think about who will want to buy your product or service. Why will they want to buy? Where do they live? How will they buy? Online or in store? Are they young or more mature? There are many, many things to consider when creating your ideal client avatar. And a look at demographics will be most helpful, like age, gender, income, education, marital status, children, and ages, and geographic information. Then there's the psychographics to consider, personality, attitude, values, lifestyles, and interests. So let's talk a little bit about the demographics. Think of demographics as a way to determine the characteristics that will help you define a client who needs what you sell. As mentioned earlier, age, gender, income, education, marital status, children, and ages, and geographical information all come into play. So what is the age of your ideal client? You'll sell quite differently to a teenager than you would to a retired person. Once you've figured out what the age range is, determine what sex or sexual preference would be ideally buying your product or service. Is this a product for the affluent, or will it attract more of the middle class? Newlyweds? Adolescents? Or is it a product for newborns, where proud parents will be making the buying decision? Does this appeal to college graduates, high schoolers, PhDs, professionals, or blue-collar workers? Is your ideal client married, separated, divorced, or single? And where will you find them? Where do they shop? Where do they play? Where do they go for entertainment? You have to know which pond you will find the right client for you. And I say pond because, you know, it's like fishing. And with that analogy, a fisherman needs to know the pond that has the fish in it. And he needs to know which pond has the kind of fish that he wants to catch. And that's sort of the same thing for you. The benefits of demographics are that it will assist you in determining your specific target market and create a picture of your current client. Just as importantly, it allows you to decide who you really want to be your client, to do business with over the long haul. Psychographics can tell you a great deal about what motivates a client to buy or not buy. Psychographics let you know your client's wants and therefore how to target their hot buttons, which we'll talk about in a minute. Economics. So there are economics and socioeconomics to consider. Who will help you realize the greatest return on investment for your marketing dollar? More commonly known as ROI. Who will be able to find, who will you be able to find, the easiest, what's going to take the least effort? Who will realize the greatest return on investment for your marketing dollar? Who will you be able to find the easiest? Who will take the least effort to sell to? And who will be the easiest to care for in terms of customer service? Who will continue to purchase and spend the most for the longest period of time? These are things that you can find out and that will tremendously impact your ROI. So categories of perfect clients. Within the confines of your ideal client profile, there are many different levels or categories of the perfect client. For instance, suppose you own a home improvement center, similar to Home Depot or Lowe's, and there are different categories of people whom you will be marketing to. So here's some samples of marketing that you could do. This would be a good client avatar. A working couple or working single person, age 21 to 35, wants the best price for average home improvement or gardening items. Well, maybe they're just starting out and they're planting flowers and grass in their new home, and maybe upgrading the lighting in the kitchen and so forth. Here would be a better avatar. Working couple, age 35 to 55, wants to completely re-landscape or build a deck and a patio area or upgrade the air conditioning. And they will need some help getting it done. They appreciate friendly, helpful service with DIY projects and will frequent the store for those services and share their experience with their friends. But here's the best one. Empty nesters, age 55 to 75. They want to remodel their home, add to an existing home, upgrade electrical or plumbing, and they want the highest level of service done for them with contractors. Wants progress updates. They appreciate the latest building and technical innovations, and they're likely to send referrals. So you're going to begin to attract the type of client that is willing to pay a higher price for a product or service that you specialize in their particular wants, desires, and needs. But that can only happen when you're clear on who your perfect client is and where that target market lives, works, and plays. Here's some hot buttons. Hot buttons are the triggers that help your clients make that buying decision. They'll be different for different businesses. For example, for an entrepreneur or small business owner, triggers or hot buttons might be any of these things. Make money, ROI. A good profit margin is likely always to attract entrepreneurs and small business owners. Validation. Something that confirms or proves to them, either in their mind or more concretely, that what they are doing is justified, or that they are on the right track, that your product does indeed provide the desired outcome for them. And then proof of support. If you can provide meaningful support to your client, you will likely have a client for life. Showing that you care about them and their desires will cement them to you almost like magic. Think about your own life. When someone demonstrates to you that they truly care about your life, aspirations, and goals, aren't you drawn to that person in a very strong way? Wouldn't you go out of your way to help that person in any way you could? It creates a powerful relationship, one that shouldn't be ignored. And then another hot button is that it resonates with their beliefs and values. That's just a few hot buttons. Others could include getting the expected results, having opinions, variety and selection, quality and results that match their expectations. I know that's a lot to think about in what seems like a pretty straightforward subject, finding your ideal client. And there is, but it's worth the effort to do the homework. And as always, your success is our success. So we will help you describe, define your ideal client and your target market. So one thing I really want to get to today, I know I say so a lot, please excuse me. I'm hosting a live event here in Denver next week on the 17th and the 18th, 2-day event called Your Way to Wealth Summit 2016. Gain the tools you need to stop your business from hemorrhaging revenue, leads, customers, reputation, website views, and much more. A room full of super smart, sharp, and motivated business owners and entrepreneurs and experts will gather for 2 full days of supercharged excitement, education, and fun. This event is a unique opportunity to gain insight on what makes for a solid foundation for phenomenal success. I'm going to ask you a few questions. Could you stand to have your conversion rates increase? Would you like to know how to get more quality, targeted leads to your website or opt-in page? Have your email campaigns brought lackluster results? Do you know that you need to brand your business, but you're not sure how to do it? Have you updated your business plan, or do you have one at all? Are you at a point that you need to invest more for the growth of your company, but you're a little gun-shy to actually pull the trigger and get started with the expansion that you want and need? Do you need some guidance on how and when to invest in your company? And are you clueless about social marketing? Don't be ashamed. Lots of people are. Do you have a website, but you need to make it more appealing and more mobile-friendly? Well, if you answered yes to any of those questions and you're serious about growing your entrepreneurial or traditional business, you just can't miss this exceptional opportunity. Your business will benefit greatly from being a part of this live event experience. Bring your marketing team and your business development experts. is going to gain the most for your business by bringing your teams with you. And I want to say, too, that if your business's future growth and unprecedented success hinges on knowing the things that we're going to share with you at this event. And it's going to be an interactive event so that you'll get some hands-on experience with the different topics right there at the event and be able to then go back to your office, know more about what it is, and have a deeper understanding than just sitting and listening to someone talk, be able to implement that in your business right away. So I'm very, very excited about that. We have really an all-star lineup of speakers, and I want to go over a little bit with you about the different ones. So I, of course, will be there, and I will be speaking, and I am the co-founder, CEO, and marketing director for Sister to Sister Enterprises. I bring a wealth of knowledge in what makes for a solid foundation for your business to thrive. I'm a graduate of John Assaraf's training, The Cloning of Business Success, and his other courses, Having It All, Winning the Game of Business, and How to Get More Done in Less Time, Mastering Your Mindset, and Winning the Game of Money. I'm uniquely qualified to help you win the game of business by assisting you in building a firm foundation from which to grow your business. I have a bachelor's degree, which is a dual degree in business administration and management. I have an MBA with an emphasis in HR. So I am uniquely qualified to help. So I will be talking about your ideal client at the event. We'll help you drill down on specifics of your ideal client so you don't just have leads, but you have targeted leads, hungry for your specific product or service, and they're ready to pull out their wallets and pay you handsomely for it. I'll be talking to you about email marketing, which we went over a little bit. So what if everything you think you know about email marketing is dead wrong? That happens to be the title of my book, which will be given to every attendee of the Your Way to Wealth Summit event. I'll explain the five most commonly held profit-killing myths about email marketing and why they are absolutely dead wrong. You'll understand what most marketers don't about this very important aspect of marketing your business or that of your clients. We will have with us Maurice Washington. He is the host of the popular Denver-based TV show called Executive Talk, where he interviews local business executives who speak out on what matters to a business on a local level and more. Maurice brings to us his insight and experience on why message first, business second is the key to success. Jennifer Whitten Trujillo, an affiliate faculty at Regis University College for Professional Studies, teaches or has taught courses in digital marketing promotion, marketing principles, digital marketing tools and tactics, and consumer behavior. Jennifer will be with us and teach us the power of a business plan. And I'm sure you know this, without a well-constructed business plan, you don't have a clear path to follow. You'll not get the loans you may need, and you won't be taken seriously by other businesses. She will assist you in getting started on your business plan. And if you don't, so she'll help you with that if you don't have a plan. And if you do have a plan, she can help you tweak it to make it more powerful. Business plans are the cornerstones of a business. And we have with us Michael Hall. He is the owner of Dress for Less Clothiers, in, I think his shop is in Inglewood. Michael imparts his knowledge on how to make financial decisions for small businesses. Michael graduated magna cum laude from University of Denver in 2004 with a degree major in business and minor finance. He spent his, quote, previous life in the mortgage business right out of high school before starting a career in the investment world in early 2003. And now, Michael will share his wealth of knowledge with you. He'll also show us how important your attire can be to your success. It is said that first impressions are lasting impressions. Your business is full of first impressions, and you never know when you will have an unexpected first impression. Michael's an expert in the clothier industry, and you won't want to miss his insight on that subject. Ms. Pamela Bruner will be with us, known as the Facebook Ads Expert. She shares her knowledge and experience with you and walks you through the importance of using Facebook ads for your business, how to accomplish success with Facebook ads, and how to capitalize on her methods for Facebook ad success. Mr. Greg Schenken in Boulder is the founder of Gloss, a full-service digital marketing agency with a passion for helping B2B and B2C businesses make more money while having fun. I'm all for that. Greg's going to share with you how to delight your visitors so they come back for more, buy more stuff, and share their experience with the world. Whether you're sending promos to customers, nudging prospects toward a sale, or gently reminding customers to reorder, you discover how you can clone you and your team via automation to generate more revenue and acquire more new customers. He'll show you how to liberate yourself to pursue higher value, revenue-generating activities while boosting your team's morale and motivation so they're more engaged in the daily work and much, much more. Greg is a wealth of information. You're going to love listening to him. Jay Maglia, I hope I'm saying that correctly, from Dex Media, will astound you with what his company can do for your business's bottom line. He's been in marketing and advertising since 1981. His experience covers 28 years in the auto marketing industry and showcase publications, where he specialized in creating print marketing material campaigns for the auto retailers and manufacturers, as well as 2 years in the financial industry. For the last 5 years, he has had a rewarding career with Dex One and Dex Media as a sales rep, field sales training manager, and a senior digital marketing consultant specializing in small to medium-sized business development. And I can tell you that Jay is personable and professional and thorough in what he does to help you with your business. You're going to really enjoy hearing him. Miss Joyce Foistel is a master of marketing and relationship building, and she uses LinkedIn to accomplish that. She'll take you beyond the profile, tips for effective use in LinkedIn. That's the title of her talk. You'll learn ways to communicate strategically on LinkedIn and discover a variety of tools on LinkedIn to find referral partners and potential clients, and to enhance your professional credibility by publishing articles on LinkedIn, to determine if it makes sense for you to have a paid LinkedIn account, and find out how to stay top of mind with your LinkedIn connection. And we are super happy that Mr. Hugh Little will be with us via video, but nevertheless, he wants to change the way the world perceives sales and salespeople. So Hugh is the sales wizard, and he started Red Cap Sales Coaching so he could teach business people to sell in a different way, in an authentically human way that connects with the seller and the buyer together in a mutually beneficial relationship. That's always the best way. Hugh's coaching turns selling into fun, pleasant, profitable experiences for sales people and prospects too. The Sales Wizard is an accomplished author, speaker, and radio talk show host. He has over 46 years experience in selling and coaching and has helped business owners and salespeople all over the world achieve outstanding results in selling. As a public speaker, Hugh provides entertainment, education, and motivation to audiences worldwide. Hugh's promise to you, double your sales and income in 90 days or less, guaranteed. Now, who doesn't want to learn about that? Miss Wendy Strain is an expert grant writer who's generated more than $40 million in awarded funds through her grant writing efforts. Many small businesses have heard of grants that can provide free money for their success, but they may not know how to go about writing a successful grant application. Wendy will provide the basic information you need to start searching and applying for your own grant to help your business thrive. I'm super excited to hear about that. Miss Regina Partain Bergman will show us how communication affects our lives at every level, including business and professional. She brings her expertise from experiencing her own regional staffing company that she had with six offices in the panhandle of Texas and Northwest Oklahoma. In addition to staffing, her company provided HR services, team development training, and management development. Regina also served on the board of the Panhandle Workforce Development Board in Amarillo and served two terms as the president of the board. She's a self-proclaimed serial entrepreneur, aren't we all? And owns Bridgeport Network, a woman-owned, diverse, yet uniquely connected group of business services, including Bridgeport Resort and Event Center, Bridgeport Consulting, Bridgeport Strategy, Bridgeport Speaking, and Bridgeport Publishing and Bridgeport Coaching. She's going to demonstrate to us how to bulletproof your communication on a personal and business and professional level. AJ and April Mata of Spiritually Raw will show. They have a proven track record for a revolutionary approach that brings immediate results. They're ranked in the top 1% for LinkedIn profile views with over 25,000 connections and over 53 client recommendations. The best part, they've already figured it out, and they will duplicate the exact same process for you. Experts in the media branding, AJ and April are enthusiastic about getting phenomenal results for you and your business. You won't want to miss the presentation on the new mobile business card, the card. It's like having your website on your phone and so much more. Dan Hugo has the answers to your accounting and tax questions. If you're looking for a blend of personal service and expertise, Accounting and Tax Services, ATS, is the right place. ATS offers a broad range of services for business owners, executives, and independent professionals, an all-inclusive firm that specializes in startup, small, and medium-sized businesses. Your services include unlimited consultation, accounting and bookkeeping, tax planning and preparation, as well as live payroll, and all for low monthly or quarterly fees. They don't charge by the hour. It's a service fee, not an hourly fee, and I love that. So the event is going to be at the PPA Event Center. That's the Police Protective Association at 2105 Decatur Street in Denver. And the zip, in case you're going to look that up, is 0211. And really, we've left no stone unturned. You're going to receive golden nuggets and bronze boulders of information, ideas to bring back to your office and implement immediately. I can't wait to get your feedback on the event. It's your time now. You deserve to prosper and grow your business. Let's make the fourth quarter of 2016 absolutely phenomenal. You can claim your seat by going to https://barbs, B-A-R-B-S, subdomain, S-U-B-D-O-M-A-I-N, dot, clickfunnel, C-L-I-C-K-F-U-N-N-E-L-S, dot, com, / your, dash, way, dash, to, dash, wealth, dash, summit. I-E-Y, P as in Paul, O, 6-R-1, and register to secure your seat. Wow, we've covered a lot today. We just have a couple minutes left here. I want to say these events do sell out early, so be sure to secure your seat and that of your guest or team. The ticket prices are deeply discounted, but because I truly want to help businesses in the greater Denver area succeed and exceed their current goals, I'm keeping the prices down as low as possible. Claim your seat now before they're sold out. So what we have are VIP seating for $547. There's only 15 of those seats available. That includes upfront seating, first-in-line privileges at lunch, advertisement for your business on bbsradio.com for 90 days, and an exclusive interview on my radio talk show, BizBuzz. General admission is $397. That includes you and one guest. And if you're bringing your marketing team and business development team, department heads, et cetera, which I highly recommend, those will, as additional guests from you, will receive a $100 discount on their tickets for only $297.